in liberty. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Hallelujah, we praise your name.
Y'all are warmed up. Let's go ahead and try our overcome song. Oh, I love that song.
That's a good one.
I like that song very, very, very much. Okay. Now, those two are both kind of pretty upbeat.
No, I thought it was her. I thought it was Donnie. No.
Can we go into it from there is no one else like you. Because you know G minor and D to G minor and B flat are first cousins. Or something. They're alike. You can always go into G minor from B flat. Okay. How about that?
Okay. Wait, I need that one.
Oh, you need this one? Did you know that? Were you here after us? I told him that you sang it by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know it well enough to read.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I know everyone.
See, that's more of what I'm feeling.
That's what you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're
rather than the.
Than this shackles on my.
No, rather than the other.
Hey, shackles.
Yes.
We can do shackles as well.
Okay, now listen. This is how that I want to do shackles, because, I mean, we've just hit the runway running on these two songs. Okay, so what about if we start that with the "You deserve the glory and the honor," and then we "There is no one else like you." That's B flat, and now she's going into G minor. You started on the second verse.
Oh, yes.
Got it?
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if I wore the right shoes tonight. Can you? She started on the second verse. Okay, you ready? Let's try. You deserve the glory.
Been down for so long. On, been through the fire and the rain. On that part. Bound in every kind of way. Yes. Broken every chain. Let me go right now. No, I'm just going to do the normal.
Now, what part is this? Is this a bridge, or is this part of the first verse, or is this part of the chorus? Part of the verse. Okay. Let's see about Callan going into the verse of "Shackles on My Feet" from "You Deserve the Glory." Okay, are you ready? Okay, there is no one like you.
Oh, you just want to do... You don't want to practice "You Deserve the Glory"?
Yes, I want to do "You to practice You Deserve." Okay, "You Deserve the Glory."
You deserve the glory. Magnify your name.
Cause you see, I have been down for so long. The lack of hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand. It's going to be easier to go into that chorus.
Course. Okay, let's try. There's no one. Okay, there is
no one else like you.
Take the shackles on my feet so I can live.
I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. Praise you. Shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to praise you.
What about when we go into that? What about when we go into that, instead of all of us coming into it, maybe you could come into it by yourself,
okay,
on one or two lines, and then we'll join you. You'll okay. Do the whole thing, or you want it, when do you want us to try to come in?
Y'all come in on You Broke the Chains.
You broke the chains,
now I can lift my hands.
How will that be? Yeah, yeah. That way we'll make sure that we all come in at the same time, okay? And that might be a tiny bit fast for your verse, because you know how wordy that thing is. That might be a tiny bit fast. Okay, one more time. There is no one else like you.
Take the shackles on my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. Gonna praise you. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you. So I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you.
Is that a bridge?
It's a bridge.
It's a bridge, okay.
There's another verse, yeah. Everything that could go wrong all went wrong at one time.
Oh, you mean that has two verses and a bridge? Oh, okay. Do you want
to... Lord, I see.
Okay, that's the one you want to join in on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try the second verse, okay? Okay. Yes, we do.
No, I prefer that verse.
I forgot it had two verses. That's my favorite one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's start it with There's No One. Y'all come in perfect. That sounded good. Let's start it. There's no one like you, no one else like you. And then we'll just second verse this time. Okay. There is no
one else like you.
Take the shackles on my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you.
Broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you.
Everything that could go wrong all went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know you, Lord, I see. I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it.
Shackles off my feet so I can dance. praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you.
I'll have to have these things on my ears to play this and have to hear what I'm playing. If you want to know.
Okay, so y'all know.
Hey, Brother Matt, after we finish this, I'll give you a list in order of these. Right now, can you find on your computer, I'm going up yonder? Is that on your computer? I'm going up yonder. See if that's on your computer. Can I turn that reverb off a little bit so it'll sound jumpier?
Too bad. So tell them for me, I'm going.
Are your repeaters too loud, or do you want them that loud? No, we've never done it before. Going up beyond us.
Do we need to be higher as well?
Yeah, it goes up on the on the end. Going up beyond go pray. And maybe you go pray in the prayer room. That may help a little bit. I know y'all have
restore the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The one made a way for us to triumph in His name. Oh, 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 oh.
You made a way for us to triumph in Your name, oh God.
Oh, 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 oh.
You got the victory, let me hear You shout it out. Praise be to God,
who always causes us to triumph in His name. Yeah.
You've got the victory. Everything, everything is going to be all right. Amen. It feels good in the house tonight. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, I'm glad you're here. Mean it. If you don't mean it, turn to your other neighbor. Yeah, you can be seated for a moment. We're going to make some announcements really quick. We have a lot coming up. It's a busy few months in the spring. We enjoy this season, and we're excited for the season that our church is in as well. A lot going on, and we're moving forward. We have today is going to be our mission pledge is due today, so make sure you get that in if you have not already. And we also have on the 28th of this month, we have Ladies United Fellowship is going to be, the sign-up sheet is in the foyer, and that's going to be on the 28th. And then we also have, coming up in April, we have on the 1st is our church-wide prayer and outreach at 10 a.m., and that is going to be in regards to our spring fling, in which they'll be making an announcement about that here in a second. And then we also have on the 15th, we have our crew outing. Everybody that's involved in the crew in that age group, make sure that you attend that. Mark that down on your calendar. That is going to be April the 15th. And then we also have tickets are on sale right now for our 40th anniversary celebration, our pastoral anniversary celebration. And the second, next Sunday, is going to be the last day to purchase your tickets for that event. So if you have not gotten your ticket yet, make sure you get it. The last day is the 2nd of April, this next coming Sunday. And then also seniors, it's time for the EJ and Dorothy Newberry Scholarship Essays. So make sure if you get them to turn them in to Sister Lisa Calico by May the 1st. And there is an instructional letter in the foyer for that. And if we could have Sister Gabby come up to make the announcement about our spring fling. Who is excited about the future of this church and excited for Sister Gabby and Sister Victoria, I believe, to be heading this up? Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord, church.
Amen.
This Saturday, please mark it on your calendar. This is going to be a time for us to come pray, because we have made 2,000 flyers to reach our city. And this is a huge thank you because of our bake sale, this is what we bought. Our flyers to go out to reach our city for our spring fling and for our Easter service. So we do first just want to say thank you so much to everybody who baked, who donated, took the time to bake, because you contributed to the outreach of our city. So actually on behalf of the entire children's department, we just want to say thank you. So this Saturday at 10 a.m., we will all have hundreds of flyers out to go to the city. We're going to have a time of prayer, a time to unite, and we're just going to flood the city with invites to our spring fling. We're going to have free food, games, Easter egg hunt, over 3,000 eggs. So this is for the entire community. We're also going to have pictures with Easter Bunny and a petting zoo. So please be sure it is on social media. Make sure you share and that you are going to be coming to the spring fling.
If we could stand up and we'll get ready to move back into worship. Get ready to praise the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for who you are. God, I thank you for allowing us to be here today. And God, I pray that you move on us and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I love to worship your name. You pay.
To the front. We're going to have a special prayer service. So all of you that are able, you could just move yourselves up a little forward. The enemy fears your prayers. God loves your prayers. Your prayers live on forever. They continue to rise before the throne as beautiful, sweet incense. I remember one time when our family was going through a pretty traumatic thing. Karanda called me one day and she said, "Today, I so strongly felt Nanny's prayers rising before the throne." And Nanny had been gone for 10 years, but her prayers were continued to rise before the throne. So sometimes the enemy makes us or wants us to feel like prayer is an insignificant thing, when really it is a powerful, powerful thing. So right now I would like us to have just a special focused prayer for everyone that has ever been part of this church that is away from God, that God will draw them back to Him, that they will feel a desire to come back to where they have been in the past. So right now, let's have a special focus prayer just for the people who have once been a part of this church that God will draw. God, tonight, you see the many families that are represented here. Oh God, you know who all of the people are that are associated with these. God, we're praying that your Spirit is going to draw all of them back to you, those that have once had a relationship with you. God, I pray that your Spirit will draw them, that they will respond to your Spirit. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like our focus prayer to be for this church, this body of believers, that we will be passionate about the cause of Christ. Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross and said, "For this cause came I into this world." And we are part of this world now, and there is a cause. And that cause is lost humanity. So I would like us to pray for our church body that we will be passionate about the cause of Christ. People really are headed for destruction. Jesus is coming very soon. And sometimes we have just a spirit of lethargy that comes over us and we just kind of relax in the spirit. But let's pray that our church will be passionate about the cause of Christ, which is reaching the lost and staying on fire. Can we pray to that end right now? Oh God, I pray for this church body of believers. These are wonderful people. This church is made up of a wonderful group of people. Help us to be passionate about the cause of Christ. Oh, God, it can all be summed up with love God, love others. Oh, in Jesus' name, help us to never let a spirit of lethargy come upon our church. Help us, God, to renew and restore and revive, to stir up the gift that is within us. Help us, God, to stir up the gift that is within us, so that we remain passionate about the reason that we are here on this earth to begin with. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Last last of all, I would like us to pray for the people in our congregation that are suffering various illnesses. And if you want special prayer tonight, we love to anoint people with oil because we believe that's what the Bible says, to anoint people with oil and pray for them. So if you have a special need in your body, you're welcome to come even more forward than you are. But you know that these names are called, the ones that are on the board, and we call a lot of names out. You remember who a lot of these people are. Some of them need healing. Some of them need strength, just extra strength. Here's the prayer request on the wall here. So we want to pray for the people in our church that need a special touch of God, whatever it may be. So let's pray for healing. In Jesus' name, God, you're aware of every need. You know who the people are in this church that need a special touch. God, our senior people. God, you know, I pray you will strengthen all of their lives, strengthen their bodies. God, we pray healing. Oh, God, we pray healing in the members of our congregation. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray special healing. Brother Billy Trinata's body, continue to strengthen him in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for Sister Nell Fleming. She faces another surgery. We pray that you will be with her, that she will be strengthened, that she will feel peace, the power of God. Pray for Sister Geraldine, whatever the need is, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
And if some of you men would go back there by our precious brother Jimbo. God has been so good to him, but we want God to continue to strengthen you, Jimbo. And we want to pray that God will send Jimbo some good workers, some faithful men to come to work for his company. So if several of you men will go back there, we're going to pray that God will continue to bring healing and strength to Jimbo's body. And also, he needs some good workers. You know God cares about that. God cares that Jimbo needs good workers. He needs some good workers for this bricklaying company. So let's pray to that end. God, we thank you so much for what you have done in Jimbo's life. We pray that you will continue to strengthen him by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we're praying that you will send him some good workers, good faithful workers, to help his company be a success. In the name of Jesus, we know you care about all things. You care about that. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for good workers. Oh, you deserve the glory. Oh,
you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we magnify your name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you.
Take the shackles on my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you, I just want to praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to praise you. The shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to praise you. Shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to praise you.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see,
so I can dance.
I just wanna dance.
I just wanna praise you.
Just wanna praise.
I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm gonna praise you. And I'm gonna praise you.
Everything I could go wrong, I went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know. I will hold on through these trials, but I need you to lift this load, 'cause I can't take it no more.
Shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just want to praise you.
I just
want to
praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you.
I'm
going to praise you.
Kind of way, God has broken every chain, so let me go right.
beats where I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. Broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. So I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
Everything that could go wrong, all went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know. If I hold on through these trials, Lord, I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. Shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. Broke the chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to praise you.
Praise you.
An offering at this time, so go ahead and get prepared. But my goodness, let me tell you, I believe a victory is here tonight. I believe a victory is here tonight. This mic must not be working.
Oh, yes.
Because I believe a victory is here tonight.
Amen.
But you see, that's the extent of God. It's just going to be a victory. So whoever it is, just get ready, because you're going to be the only person that gets it. Right? Oof. I believe there's going to be many victories here tonight.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'm very aware, very understanding that we, you know, we face an enemy. We face afflictions. But what's crazy to me is that the enemy doesn't create. The enemy, therefore, cannot destroy what he doesn't create. What it says is he steals, he kills, and he destroys. But I seem to remember a scripture in the Bible that says, no weapon shall prosper against God. Psalms 34 and 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That's where it stops, church. Brother Dickie's already shaking his head because he understands that it doesn't stop. He doesn't just say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he goes on in verse 19, the same verse. He says, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 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 ye This is from God, y'all, because this says 9 hours ago. Preaching took place about 7 hours ago. So this is from God. James 1 and 2. Don't know if you're here this morning. Pastor's leadoff verse was James 1 and 2. But it says, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. God. Sorry. I must be full of a different kind of joy. I must be full of a different kind of joy. I must be full of some different kind of victory. Because when we sing, I've already got the victory. I just can't help but jump a little.
Hallelujah.
And I get it. Some of you people are a little bit older. The bones hurt. Brother Dickie, you think you still got a little shout in you? You think you still got a little dance in you? Could you maybe show a young buck like me how it's done real quick? Just real quick. I'm sorry, but he's been in this fight a lot longer than me. And if he can still give some praise, then my God, we better all be able to give some praise.
Oh,
you're worthy. Woo! Oh, yes. God. Jesus, come on, ushers, come on. So if you got any praise left in you after you put in your tithe and your offering, these altars never once closed down. And my God never once said one victory is too many. My God never said the second victory is too many, I'm gone. But I believe if you really want some victory, it's here tonight. Jesus, I pray that your will would be done in this service as it is in heaven. Let us reach. Let us long. Let us want for you, Jesus. Let us crave you, Jesus. Let us get a vision for you, Jesus. Not for the things of this world. Not for some temporary satisfaction that's going to be gone tomorrow. But God, I pray for a vision over this entire community. Not just our church, but Lord, over every single church in the nation. I don't care if it's Baptist. I don't care if it's Pentecostal. God, I pray your will would be done, Jesus. God, in revival. Jesus, bless this offering. Bless these givers, God. And bless our pastor as he delivers a word to us tonight. In Jesus, your great name, amen.
be great.
I'll run this race.
I'll run this race.
Until I see my Savior and we're standing face to face. So tell them for me, I'm going up the yonder.
Going up yonder.
I'm going up the yonder.
Going up the yonder.
That it breathes,
let it breathe.
Cause there's comfort in knowing that I'll soon be gone. Oh, as God gives me grace,
as God gives me grace,
I'll run this race,
I'll run this race,
until I see my Savior and we'll stand to face to face.
Coming in flesh. And you may be seated. God has said it so carefully and so powerfully. I will have a church that will be a light in a world, and they will come to the city of light, and they will come to the glory of the light. And so I am coming again with another message on light tonight. I am convinced that the Lord is wanting to torque the light that he uses to lighteth up the world. And so tonight I would like for us to look at some scriptures, and I would like for us to note some things about him and what he would like to see happen through us. And so I thank you for being so dedicated, so committed to the work of the Spirit. You would not be here, and I'm very aware of that, that you did not come just to go through another evening. You had plenty things to do, and there are plenty exciting things going on. But you have chosen to be in the house of God. And I can assure you that the God of the house is well able to meet your need. And most every one of us has a strong desire to see the fire of revival explode in our county and our city. And so in order for us to accomplish His will in our life, it is very needful for us that we become what He has asked us to become. And that is a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. It is going to be a major event. As the Habakkuk in his writings tells us of the glory that will come. The book of Joel shines a light on a time in which great things are going to happen. And so it is that there are just so many areas that God is working with. So let's listen to Jesus in John's writing at chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus saith unto her, a woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor, and he points all the way to Jerusalem, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. May I read that again? The hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the source or the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is. That was a now is for then, but there is a now is for now. When the true worshipers shall worship the source in spirit and in truth. For the source seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. It's not worship because it's noise. It's not worship because it does the things that they suggest in the Psalms. It's worship in spirit and in truth. That is what brings the glory of healing, of revelation, sustaining power in the day of adversity. That's who the Father seeketh such to worship, Him. God is a spirit, and they worship Him in spirit and in truth. Should I read it the third time? The woman saith unto him, I know, the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. And when he's come, he'll tell us everything. There are people that actually receive things in the voice that I just spoke in. Oh, yeah. Let it be. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am him. In other words, I'm an ever-present help. And I'm right here, right now. I see you very well. I know you better than you think I know you. I am he. And upon this came his disciples, as this entourage, this course was happening, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. Not even been in the church long enough to sign up, and became a witness of what was not a variable, but was noted as a variable. Come, see a man which told me everything I ever did. Is this not the Christ? No one knows you like Jesus. He has not come because we are not ready. He will come. But he said, I have long patience for the harvest. You're my lookalike. You look like me, and I want to give you every benefit of the doubt that you will have time to harden your heart so it won't bother you. Because every time that you rub your hand on something that's solid, you begin to callous it. And every time that we are called to prayer and don't, our heart gets hardened. When the heart gets hardened and there's no real sensitivity to the hurting crowd around us, it don't feel bad to not be a light that shines in darkness and the hurt and the pain of mothers and dads and kids that are having to do drugs and lying and cheating and adulterating and fornicating and everything all over our city. God said, I'm calling you out of the world to turn you into a light. I'm calling you out of the world to be the light. I'm calling you out of the world to be a savior, because men love darkness rather than light, and they live in the dark. And you got young people that are raising up themselves on drugs, and everybody is wanting them to quit. Because they know the damage that's being done to the future of our next generation. God is calling prayer warriors to light up churches, to light up homes, to light up glory, to light up mercy, to light up revival. Is there not a cause? Is there a neighbor that may go to hell because we were caught up doing our thing? Oh, yeah. Has revival ever happened? You don't have to answer it out loud, but has revival ever happened? Come see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. It wasn't to go to church to just become excited about the fact that there is a Savior. Come see a man that told me myself why I was having to live in spiritual poverty and living in spiritual nakedness and very vulnerable to the lust of the world and the things in the world. And I've been very vulnerable. And come see a man that turned the light on and showed me why peace and joy and righteousness weren't the effervescence of my home, of my car, of my thoughts. That's how far he goes. He said, I know the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That's where the blood goes to. The blood goes through your heart. And God has designed it so that revival would come. Habakkuk said it clearly. Joel said it clearly. They said, I can see that far. Days of darkness, nights of despair, days of wickedness, days of pathos, days of just going through a routine, just recycling yesterday or some year ago. But he said, I'm going to send a revival that's got freshness to it. I'm going to send a revival that's got oasis in the middle of it. I'm going to send a revival so that you can see where your problems are. I am going to light up the world. And in those few days that light comes, it will be amazing. It doesn't really get more simple than this. Come see a man that told me all I ever did. The subject was not about her. It was about him. The material was him. The subject was not about her perfection, but about his unthinkable ability. Neither height, nor depth, nor principality, nor things present, nor things to come can separate us from that light unless we turn from that light. And if we walk in the light and we share the light with our own self, we share our light in our home, we will have fellowship with the light, and there will be no darkness, no frustration, no confusion, no wondering what I do today, no wondering what should I be doing this afternoon, what should I be doing here, there, and yonder. No, 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 no. He said, I'm going to make you a light. And if they turn all the lights around out and everybody goes to sinning and doubting and fearing, you've got a choice to be the light. You can light up your home because there's a lot of dark nights that kids and husbands and wives, oh, we call it, I don't know what's going to happen now. That's darkness. I know what's going to happen now. It's going to get dark. I said, it's going to get dark. We know what's going to happen. We've been in the light. We've been enlightened. There's no doubt about it. All the prophecies there. Evil men shall wax worse and worse. I don't know how in the world we're going to stand any more of this. I can tell you how. Stay rapture ready. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when it gets too dark, all of a sudden the children of light. Come on. Are going to split the eastern sky. Oh, rejoice. Rejoice. But I can't. Breaking loose. No, no, no. I'm going to put the light in you. Did you misunderstand? I'm not going to make everybody else happy. I'm going to make you happy, so strong, so powerful, you won't have any worry about how to get through what's going on. In your patience, you shall possess. My God, hallelujah. I'm talking about a church. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about salvation. I'm talking about a glory. About the church is his body, but since our world calls it all, everybody's going to church, no matter what, how they live, we have allowed ourselves to be far too accustomed to their slang language. It's time for the people of God to rise up in the light. Now, is that a bag over there? Yeah, see if that. No. I got a plastic bag somewhere over there. Oh, is it over here? Oh, would you mind getting it? Some people. No, we got the main bag. Oh, yeah. Could I have about 3 or 4 men, 55 and older? Awesome. I couldn't have handpicked them better. Divide those up, and please don't do anything to them except take them from being banded. Let's see, there's 25 in there, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, counting you. And give everybody 5. It doesn't make the difference in the color of the people. I mean, the light. Now, I'm going to give you all some instructions as soon as you get them divvied out. There's a real problem with each one of those lights. But I don't do any mechanic work yet. Yeah, it is. Okay, you got off. We need somebody else. Everybody got 5? Okay, yeah. All right, now I see we got 1, 2, 3, 4 sections. So y'all going to have to divvy it out. Now, I want you to look at these a minute and sort of look at the people there and see which ones you're going to give to. And if you want one, please, and you get to keep this one. It's a good one. Came from Walmart, so you know it's best. All right, now listen. There is one problem with this light that I'm preaching about tonight, and it's disconnected. There is a little place in here that you got to get the sin out. And once you get that disconnect out, they're going to turn the other lights off. And he that lighteth up the world, when you get the Holy Ghost and you start working with the Word, you break that disconnected spirit. And then you start walking in the light as you are in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all of our disconnects. Who's it? Who did I get this from? You? All right. Now, as you give it to them, help them to disconnect it. You may have to learn how to do it. I think it's take that off. And there's a little piece of paper, she said. Okay. I tell you what, let them come. Let them come. Unless, if you can't come, and you want a light, raise your hand and he'll come to you. No, wait just a minute. You got to get disconnected. You got to get connected. Get that disconnect out of the way. Yeah, this ought to be one of the most thrilling evenings, because if you didn't get a flashlight, still, It takes a little while for a preacher to get the light on. And all these ministers down here are getting the lights on. Is your light working? Sister Autra, is it working? Oh, yes. Okay, keep it off for now, because you're the one that can turn the light on or off after the disconnect has been taken care of. And the blood of Jesus has taken care of all of your sins. Faith in Jesus, being baptized in His name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and being repentive, turning from your situation of disconnected. And I'll tell you what, we'll let Brother Jackie, if you'll handle the... Oh, no, the lights are all over here, aren't they? Yes. That's good. And what we want to do, Brother Jackie, is go slow. There's only going to be one light left on, and that's over the baptistry, because He's calling us to a covering and to a spiritual authority through the Holy Ghost and being baptized in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about just going to a building. He said, I will make you the light, but you've got to be connected. So has everybody got the disconnect out? You've asked forgiveness and your mercy is available. Is everybody there? Does anybody need a preacher, a helper? That's right. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that have come to try you. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this house. It's just a wonderful gentleness of the Spirit that's in this place. I see a flicker. Gotta take that one back. All right, you got it? All right. Now, as they turn the lights out back there, I want you to turn the light first upward and thank God for the Holy Ghost or the Word of God. Those of you that have got a flashlight, if you turn it on, turn it up, and they're turning the lights out, if you'll stand up and just, first of all, shine it up here and say, Lord, I'm here. I want you to know I plan to let my light shine. First of all, I'm going to worship and praise you, because you are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And then I am going to shine the light on my friends' feet. Don't shine it in their eyes, on their feet. Go find somebody and shine light on that don't have a light. Somebody that don't have a light. It's all right to get away out of a cluster. This is the first time any of us have done it. Okay, now once you've turned the light off and you're turning it down to somebody's feet, not on the sky now, now turn it down on somebody's feet and tell them, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to live my life in a way that you and I can have such a victory. We're going to share our love and light with one another until the world sees the camaraderie of the light. And we are going to go out into the midnight storms where hurting people are, with tender hands, with tender voices, with caring and compassionate mercies. And we are going to take that glorious resurrected Messiah, spiritual light,
into the corridors of the school. Young people, I want you to be courageous. When you are at school, don't knock them. Just turn a light on and tell them, I care about you. On your job, tell them, listen to me. I know you go through trouble. I know you have situations. I just want you to know I'm with you. If anybody does anything good for you, make sure that you give them positive thankfulness. Be ye thankful. Then God records it in heaven that you have been thankful for the guy that put gas in your car. You have been thankful for the nice paycheck from your job. Give your boss a note. Give your employees a note. I'm telling you, the revival is on its way. It's in this nighttime that these lights are about to go into the places where they were designed to go. I'm telling you, he came into a dark world and he said, I'm going to make you the light of your world. And so wherever your world is, I don't know if we have a song about light that y'all can come up with real quick, but it wouldn't be bad. I thought about getting you involved in it, but it's just so much that my heart is bleeding for a city and a county that needs light, not in their face, but in their feet, in their hands. They're hurting. School teachers are scared. There is so much fear going on in the school system. Our governmental system is so mixed up, they need a bunch of lights. And he said, I will come to you. I am the light, and I will initiate light in your mind. I will initiate light in your hands. I will initiate light in where you go. I will initiate. I will be the beginning. And then when time is no more, I'll take all the lights out of the world. And the men that love darkness rather than light will still be behind. I don't want one child left behind. I want to be light even when I'm having to chastise. He chasteneth whom he loveth. So he turns the light on. The reason I'm doing it is because you have misbehaved. But I'm doing this because I love you. Because you can't misbehave and have perfect peace. So he chasteneth whom he loveth. But he keeps the light of love on. Could we praise him as they sing, whatever? Just a sort of a quiet praise. Thank you, Jesus, for this Sunday night. Where evangelism took place in a new dimension. If you can pray subjectively in the Holy Ghost, let the Spirit just lead you into speaking in a heavenly language. God's about to do something in our city. He is going to take advantage of you. Don't put a bushel over it. Declare it. Yes, I lived in darkness for a long time. But you can't know the joy of walking in the light as we are in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. Anybody that just wants to come to Calvary and thank him for about 2 minutes down at the front. I'm not asking you to come and stay, but you'd just like to give a little sovereign obeisance. stand in the light of water baptism in the name of Jesus. Fill with the Holy Spirit. Walk out of the world into a marvelous dimension.
Oh, sing it. It's a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
Everybody that's walking in the light is going to go up in the light. That's the resurrection. That's the rapture. Light is going to join with light. And from then he will withdraw his church and his spirit. That's when hell is real hell. I don't want my friends going out. I don't want them to go any deeper in sin. You young men have got some tremendous opportunities. You don't have to blind them with it. Just shine it on their feet. Tell them how much you care. Tell them how you walked in muck and mud. And then let them know, when I got out of that, I found clean. I found a pure heart. Thank y'all for being so sensitive and coming without any kind of askance. Could we pray one more time, one for another, before we leave? Father, what an awesome crowd are here. And what an awesome crowd were unable to make it. But they have joined us in their spirit. And we pray prayers for one another tonight. And we are going to love the lost. We are going to carefully share life with the lost. That's what you did for us. You were so patient. We're not going to rush the harvest. We're just going to turn lights on. Y'all can feel free to go ahead and sing it. Shake hands, be friendly. Thank you for being here. I don't think this evangelistic Jesus, night will ever be Jesus, forgotten. I know it won't for me.
You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus.
Brother Jerry. You and Brother Daniel come here. We have a special prayer.
Jesus.
Brother Garrett Jackson.
Jesus, Jesus. You make the dark.
Shadows can't deny your name.